Hello, everyone. I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the Ag Pro Podcast here on Farm Journal Radio and the AgriTalk app. And joining me today is Ms. Jane Karstensen. She is the communication specialist of River Valley Co-op in Eldridge, Iowa. Jane, welcome.
Thank you.
What exactly do you do, and where is Eldridge, Iowa?
What I do with River Valley Co-op is I work in our communications department, trying to spread the word about our company, our philosophies, that type of thing with our membership and in our communities. And Eldridge, Iowa is located just north of Davenport, Iowa, which is on the east side of Iowa, right on the Mississippi River.
Okay, so what is your coverage area? Because I know you have a lot of different locations.
Yes, we do. We are located in 22 communities here in eastern Iowa and western Illinois. And actually, we've expanded somewhat, and we're actually down into just north of the Peoria, Illinois area. So our trade area is really roughly about a two-hour circle completely around the Davenport area.
Okay.
From north to south, east to west.
Okay, got it. So can you talk a little about River Valley and what the different products and services you guys have to offer?
Sure. We're a full-service agronomy cooperative. We provide agronomy services from seed to fertilizers, so anything basically to get your crops in the ground. We provide grain marketing services, grain storage. We also provide feed and animal nutrition products from cattle to chickens to turkeys. And then we also have energy products for which are refined fuels and propane.
And another part of your business that I think is extremely important is your environmental stewardship and what that means to you guys. So what exactly, you guys have a sustainability statement. Can you talk a little bit about that and the different parts of that?
Sure. At River Valley, part of our statement is that we as a company and our member owners are continually improving the ways that we run our businesses, because we're all in this together. We want to make sure that we're sustainable, that we're here for many years to come, generation after generation of farmers and everybody on this planet. We have three principal areas in our sustainability statement. They are environment, economic, and community engagement. But today we're going to be talking about our environmental sustainability program.
And part of that environment you think about is soil health. And soil is the foundation, as we all know, to growing our crops. What are you guys doing at River Valley to help protect, maintain good soil health?
Well, we have several different ways that we do that. One of the main ways is soil sampling. And with that, we go out and take samples of the soil, look to see what nutrition the soil may be lacking or that it might actually have too much of. And then also for soil management and health, we use the R7 tool from Winfield United. It provides information and critical field data that we use and can use with the farmers to make recommendations so that we're not using too many chemicals or crop nutrients where they're not needed. It makes us more efficient, and it's also much better for the land so that we can do much more with the land using way less.
And that's a good transition to my next point, is land efficiency. Farmers are always trying to see how they can use their land to best suit what it is that they're doing. So what are you guys doing to help with the land efficiency and that aspect of it?
Sure. One of the ways that we do that is through precision agriculture, where we can go out into a field and go into those soil samplings, those type of things, but we can apply a variable rate application of nutrients that fit those particular fields. And it might be that we will apply a split application of nitrogen, some in the spring, some in the fall, rather than doing one main pass. We use nitrogen stabilizers that help hold the nitrogen in the soil until the plant consumes it. There are so many different ways that we can be specific with each farmer's fields.
So a whole customization aspect goes along mm-hmm. with this.
Right. And our agronomy account specialists are very good at taking all the data that we collect each year on those fields and then helping the farmers make those precision decisions.
Okay. So energy use, that's also a big component of what you guys do and the environment. So what are you doing to make growers more sustainable, use energy wisely?
Well, one of the things that we do internally, this doesn't really go for the farmers as much, but we've done a lot of things ourselves where we reduce idle time with our company vehicles, whether it be semis delivering feed or crop nutrients. We don't let them run when they don't need to run, saves on fuel and the environment too. We update our equipment, same as the farmers. With technology, we've become much more efficient. So that's one of the things that we're continually looking at is technology and how it might affect our business. We also have created hub systems for things such as our seed inventory and crop nutrients, where we have these hub centers located within our trade territory instead of having stuff or having inventory at each of the locations. This way we can pull when we need it, and we have so much less issues with shrinkage in product, losses of product, that type of thing. Makes us much, much more efficient. And then as far as our farmers go, one of the great things that we have is what we call our AFD system, which is automatic fuel delivery. We monitor tanks so that when we're not just driving to farmers to fill up their fuel tanks all the time, these monitors will notify us on usage, how much is in the tank, and we take like temperatures of average degree days and use that to factor in when we need to go there again. Makes everybody much more efficient. The farmers don't even have to think about calling us and say, hey, we need fuel, because we already know that we'll be there. Takes a lot of worry and stress off the farmer, especially during the busy times of harvest and planting. When those farmers are getting in the fields, they don't want to have to worry about any of those type of things. That's for sure.
You have a couple other higher priority things on your mind during harvest.
Right. mm-hmm. And just some of the smaller things that we do that kind of help the environment too, and a lot of our customers have taken advantage of this, is we do have paperless statements, paperless tickets. We can direct deposit checks. So we aren't using a lot of paper that we were using before. We've cut down on ink toner at all of our locations. It's amazing how much toner is used in a business like ours in a year. So we've cut way back on that. And I think our customers really like being able to go online and just, you know, look at their statements and then pay right from there too.
That's really cool. And that you're thinking bigger picture too in the office. Mm-hmm. It's not just for the farmer. It's you guys, what you guys are doing on the inside to help the farmer as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep, all those small things really add up.
They sure do. Now, one of the other parts of your sustainability statement is the economic impact. So if we could just talk a little bit briefly about farm profitability and how that plays a role into this bigger picture statement.
Actually, it has helped us to be much more profitable. We just finished another very successful year here at River Valley Co-op. We go on a fiscal year from July 1st through June 30th. So we just got done issuing patronage checks to our members and had a wonderful payout again this year. And nothing is more satisfying than being able to show a profit to our member owners and share in that.
And Jane, there's a community aspect of this whole program too. Can you talk a little bit about that?
We have a few people that will actually go out and talk about sustainability to our customers. Eventually, we want to do some community events built around that. One of the things that we have taken hold of this year, especially, is helping to feed the needy in our communities, which some people might not think that's sustainability, but it is, because we all need to be able to eat. We all need to take care of each other. And that is our number one priority this year. And we've already given over $30,000 through some fundraising activities and their relationships. And we're going to continue to do those. We have a Feed the Community event coming up in November, where our members and community people can come together, and all the money goes to our area food banks. We have two main ones in our trade area, and those feed to every one of our local food pantries. And it's just a very great program. One of the specific parts of that is the backpack programs for children, where kids who are in need of food over the weekends, their family may not have enough money to provide meals every day while they're during the week they're in school, and they get to eat lunch and sometimes reduced price breakfasts, things like that. What the backpacks do is it provides these kids with two meals every day for Saturday and Sunday.
That's fantastic that you're able to give back. And if you think about it, it shouldn't environmental stewardship shouldn't just rely on one person or one company. It really does take a village to do this.
Oh, it does. It really does.
So, Jane, just to kind of wrap everything up, so environment, economic, and community engagement is such a big part. Why, in a sentence or two, why is environmental stewardship so important to River Valley Co-op?
It's really important to us because we've had members since 1906. We're into fourth generation, probably even fifth, and we want to see this continue. We take feeding, our obligation to feed the world, as a huge responsibility as a company, and our member owners feel the same way. So we will do everything that we can in order to make sure that we can feed everybody for many, many, many years to come.
And that is so important. And then you guys have a strong presence on social media, Facebook, Twitter, and you guys just released a new video about how every acre matters, right?
Yes, every acre matters all day, every day.
That was such a great video. Can you talk a little bit about that for those who haven't seen it? And can you say, tell us where we can find it?
Sure. It's actually the first of three videos that we're working on this year, where we want to really get out there and make our presence known. It also gives our member owners a lot of pride being able to see, you know, something about the company that they have a stake in. And we just want to let everybody know that we're more than just another supplier. We work hard every season of the year for our customers to give them some peace of mind when it comes to the decisions that they have to make. The one thing that we like to say, and it's reiterated in the video, is that we like to stay one step ahead, not just for the sake of the bottom line, because we know that standing still will never meet the demands of a growing population. Our commitment, we want to feed and take care of those demands.
And Jane, based on everything that we've been talking about today, I think River Valley is doing a great job in that.
Well, we sure try, and we're going to try harder.
Motivation to keep moving. I've been talking to Jane Karstensen. She is the communication specialist with River Valley Co-op out in Eldridge, Iowa. Jane, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
It sure has been my pleasure. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Jane. I'm Ashley Davenport, your host for the AgPro podcast here on Farm Journal Radio.